This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NFL championship games are coming up this weekend. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:19 is the time. And the fact that the 49ers and the Packers and the Chiefs are there, not all that surprising considering the great regular seasons all those teams had. But what certainly is a surprise is the presence of the Tennessee Titans. And joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline, Rhett Bryan of the Titans Radio Network. Rhett, appreciate the time. How are things in Tennessee? I bet they're hopping.
They are certainly hopping. Absolutely they are. After all, this is the first time in 17 years that the Titans have been in the AFC Championship game. They went to Oakland all those years ago and lost to John Gruden back then. The town is electric, and with each win, it gets to be a bigger deal. And obviously, a win Sunday, and it's for the whole shooting match. But it's getting to a fever pitch unlike I hadn't seen in over 15 years, for sure.
Rhett, it certainly has been a surprise run here for the Titans, but they've had a pretty steady head coach in Mike Vrabel all season long. He certainly seems like a player's coach. What are the thoughts on Mike Vrabel in Nashville?
They really like his style, what he does. And, you know, there was a point early in his rookie tenure as head coach in 2018, and some of the games earlier this year when they went through some of the offensive woes that they were going through and a 2-4 start, where he was kind of pressing to make decisions. He was doing things in games, coaching-wise, that, you know, coaches you see press sometimes and trying to make something happen, pushing too hard, trying to do that, right?
Yeah.
So he's learned a lot from all that stuff. I think the thing that I can't say enough about Mike Vrabel is how much he has the Titans dialed in. He's been there, done all that as a player, and they went into Foxborough, and those people in Foxborough didn't think there was any way in the world they were going to lose, and rightly so. They won 6 world championships. But they went in there, took care of business, did the same thing Saturday night in Baltimore against the number one seed, and all of a sudden the Titans are kind of the big bad wolf. Nobody wants to play as a 6 seed in this whole deal. And it's just because they are not too high, they are not too low, they're not worried about playing with a chip on their shoulder because – you know, they're the underdog in Vegas or they're the last seed remaining. Any of those things, they don't care. They just focus and go to work. And that's what they've been doing. And certainly a big part of that is Derrick Henry in this whole thing, who's hard to believe, but he's 83 yards away from 2,000 for the season. Now, I know that's normally measured in 16 games, but that's still quite a feat.
Yeah. Well, he's the only guy ever to do, 180 yards in 3 games in a row. I mean, he's just on fire right now. Rhett Bryan is joining us from the Titans Radio Network, Tennessee, Kansas City. You'll hear the game here on 97.3 The Fan Saturday, kicking off a little bit after noon Pacific time. Rhett, I have an old Miami Dolphins Ryan Tannehill jersey. And I actually wore it in here a couple of weeks ago to poke a little fun at one of our New England Patriot fans. But did anybody anywhere see this coming with Ryan Tannehill, especially considering, I mean, he was picked up, you know, on the cheap and he was just going to back up Mariota. And now here he is getting set to stride into the championship game. And if he wins it, he deliciously gets to go back to Miami for the Super Bowl.
Where he spent 8 years and 83 starts as a starter for the Dolphins. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think many people would say that they could see this coming at all. I'm sure that the talent evaluators and the staff and, you know, everybody in that building here in the facility for the Titans in Nashville might have a different opinion. You could see him spin it in training camp, and it was different. And then Marcus wasn't all there and wasn't as sharp and was having moments where he wouldn't have a good practice here and there. And it just became more apparent. And he flew under the radar. Very nice young man. Just keeps to himself. He'll engage if you talk to him, but he just went to work because he knew he had a chance, a second chance in this thing, because he was traded to the Titans for basically a bag of potato chips in this whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
And he just worked and stayed quiet. And then when his moment came, and it was about 8 minutes left in the third quarter in week six in Denver, and lost to a bad Denver team, 16-0, got shut out. And it was a little too late by the time he got in, although he did make some completions to some dudes, A.J. Brown and Jonnu Smith, the tight end. But it was a little too late. But the next week he starts, and they win 7 out of the last 10 ball games going into the postseason. And in some points, I mean, he's putting on a show. I mean, they averaged 31 points a game in their last 10 games in this deal, which is unheard of because it's usually 3 yards in the cloud of dust for the old Eddie George days of this deal. And it still, to that degree, is with a Derrick Henry. But they've got weapons. You know, the rookie A.J. Brown out of Ole Miss. They've got Corey Davis, who took 5th overall in the 2017 draft. And Tajay Sharp and the tight end Jonnu Smith I mentioned. They've got weapons. It's just the way the game plan's worked out in these first two rounds that – you know, the back in the old school way of, you know, run game at defense, win a championship, says what's been the winning recipe for them.
Yeah. Why fix it if it's not broke?
That's right. Rhett Bryan joins us.
Right.
Rhett Bryan of the Titans Radio Network joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Rhett, let's talk about Derrick Henry because he's been amazing. I mean, it seems like the last two seasons, you get to the halfway mark, that's when his season really starts. And he's been nothing short of exceptional in the playoffs. Has that been the game plan, really, just to ride him? I mean, 30 carries. Is that something he's going to be able to continue through the rest of this playoff?
I think so, if the game plan so calls for it. Yeah. I think that's probably the formula in this thing with Kansas City is to get to an early lead somehow and just run him and run him and run him, and that keeps, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the high-powered offense off the field at Arrowhead. But he is really something else, the way he has developed. And if you go back to look at he was this way in high school. You know, he's an all-time rusher in high school history. He had over 12,000 yards rushing as a Yulee Hornet in Florida. And then you saw what he did in Alabama. It had 30, 40 carries. And the later it got in the game, yeah, the more punishing he was, and dudes didn't want to tackle him.
No.
It's the same kind of thing in this. He had a hamstring issue right towards the end of the year, and they backed him down for the Saints game just because it didn't mean anything in a possible seeding process and trying to get into the playoffs because it was an out-of-conference opponent. And that proved to be very good because the next week he did great against Houston. And the story goes he is about 2 carries away from Vrabel sitting him down because they've got the game in hand in Houston in week 17. He goes, "You got 2 carries to win the rushing crown." And the next play, he ran 53 yards right for a touchdown and got it for 1,540 yards. He's just unreal how big the guy is to be kind of gliding down the field like he does. He doesn't have like world-class speed, but the guy's so big, he's just going to stiff-arm you and put you down in the dirt and keep going.
Yep.
It's amazing. But I'm going to tell you guys something. The where it changed for him, week 7, week 8 of 2018, when the Titans were in London playing the Los Angeles Chargers, and this is a game that Deion Lewis, the backup, had 160 all-purpose yards in this thing. And he got a call from Eddie George. And Eddie George basically told him, "You're running soft. You're not running with a purpose. And if you don't get it straight, you're going to find yourself out of the league." Mm. And he took it to heart.
Wow.
And he just was a blaze of fire towards the end of the 2018 season last year. And he's never looked back since then. Eddie George texts him and calls him after every ball game. They become close friends and a mentor for him. And, I mean, hey, Eddie George tells me I'm running soft. I probably ought to look at, in the mirror and do something about it.
That's awesome.
The guy had over 10,000 yards on the ground himself. So.
That's a great story. Well, good luck to the Titans this weekend. Hopefully we can catch up with you before the Super Bowl. It's been a great little run here, and the Titans have captured everybody's fancy, I'm sure of that. And it'll be a great game, I think, Sunday in Kansas City. Hopefully it's somewhat like the regular season meeting, which I think was 35-32 on a last-second touchdown pass, right?
They trailed by 10 going into the fourth quarter, and Harrison Butker lines up for what would be the game-winning field goal, and one of the young cats on this roster that Vrabel keeps developing talent, Joshua Kalu, a kid played in Nebraska, comes off the edge, beats the right wing, a tight end, and I think it's Bell, the tight end, just caught him sleeping, went over there and blocked the field goal, and they won it.
Yeah.
It was a crazy game, but I think it may take more than something like that if, heaven forbid, Patrick Mahomes gets into a deadly rhythm like he can. It should be a heck of a ball game. We're really looking forward to it, and I hope I can talk to you guys in the next couple of weeks because they're playing in Miami. It'd be great.
It would be
awesome.
Hey, we appreciate the time, Red. Good luck. Have fun this weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.